Project Independence is the aging in place initiative of the town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Project Independence in You, right here at WCWP.org. My name is Rebecca Miller, and I am your guest host today, along with Iris Bunshaft, who Hi. Is the co-host.
Hi there.
We were speaking with Lorraine Wojtek, who is the director of Connect Through Tech at DeRoute University Without Walls, and we certainly learned a lot of information, and what a great program. We will definitely have information for our Project Independence members. And our next guest is Dr. Susan Lindner. And Dr. Susan, you are a licensed clinical psychologist and a life coach.
Yes, I am.
And it's wonderful to have you here. And May, we're coming to the end of May, of course, and May is Older Americans Month. So just wanted to mention that we do have a month where we kind of shine our older Americans. And the town just had a big senior recognition luncheon for our town seniors where we recognize exceptional seniors in the town. And Iris was one of them.
Well, and congratulations, Iris.
Thank you, Susan.
Yes, and she has been a Project Independence member for many years. Iris supports Project Independence. She sits on committees. She always comes with vital information and input at the radio show, and it's just wonderful to have her here as a member and the co-host of the radio show today. So, welcome.
Thank you. Thank you for having me on the last day of this monthly celebration.
That's right. May 31st. But, you know,
yes, thank you.
With our population aging, I mean, 10,000 people a day turning 65. I mean, I think they should have like 6 months worth. So 10,000 people a day are turning 65 until people who were born in 1964 turn 65. And that's the whole baby boom generation.
Yeah, the statistics are staggering.
Right. Mm-hmm. So really, I mean, at some point, the majority of the population are going to be older Americans. And, you know, I do think we have to put forth that we have maybe dedicate 6 months to Older Americans Month.
I had a conversation with a woman 101 years old the other day. And it was a delightful conversation.
Good.
Yes.
My first.
Yes.
I hadn't ever met anyone 101 years old.
We have a lot of new Project Independence members who are 100 years old or older, 90 years old, active, engaging, who just need some services to help them age in place. I mean, ideally, Project Independence is an aging in place program. We want people to age in place safely. So, you know, as long as you can get to your doctor, you can get food, and we do have transportation programs to help them do that. So, you know, it is a successful program. But Dr. Susan, I know that unfortunately part of aging, people become frail, they can become ill, they lose loved ones, family moves on. So, I mean, and that's probably just some of the factors that kind of people, you know, become depressed, they become down. So what's a senior to do? What's a senior to look for in themselves to say, hey, maybe, you know, I'm approaching or, you know, starting to be depressed. How do I recognize that before it kind of gets really far along?
You know, I think it's a really great question, because before you can actually identify like a strategy or an intervention that you may need, it's really initially about acknowledgement that life is changing a little bit, and maybe the way I used to do things needs to shift. And perhaps I need some additional resources to help me continue living life to my fullest capacity.
But so, you first have to recognize that that's a mouthful to be thinking of. But people just say, I'm depressed, or someone says to them, perhaps you are depressed. Mm-hmm. And then you need, as you say, enough life spirit to be able to go further. Mm-hmm. As a life coach, what does that mean?
Well, life coach actually embraces our entire experience as we live from the moment we are born until, we complete this life cycle in this lifetime. So Life Coach really is a way of using the clinical expertise that I have, but yet not focusing on the pathologies of why someone may be feeling depressed. So rather than focusing on what's wrong, we focus on, well, what's right?
And what can be done to further that rightness?
Mm-hmm. What are the strengths that mm-hmm. are there? Not mm-hmm. everything is so dismal, but what are some of the strengths that you have here on the table? How did you get to this place? Mm-hmm. And what do you feel that you need to help you live as optimally with your fullest capacity, complete functioning, a life that you actually envision? So it's about me understanding the client's perspective from their shoes and how they got to this place, and then helping them identify possible interventions that may support their wellness and advocacy, and that's how I advocate. It's an advocacy program.
So in other words, at first they want to acknowledge their anger, their shame, their embarrassment, the way they feel mm-hmm. about themselves, their tiredness, their actual physical conditions. Mm-hmm. I mean, you've got to start from there and acknowledge it. You just can't say, oh, well, that's nothing. You know, you can get over it.
Yes, your program right before I came on today, uh-huh. I thought that was very interesting, that the woman that you had, the guest speaker, how she was speaking about caretaking services for the primary caretaker in the home.
Right.
So, for example, there are many women that I know that are caring for their husbands, and they are the primary caretaker. And that in and of itself is taxing. So sometimes it's looking at not what the person who's actually going through, maybe a shift or a decline in health, but maybe it's looking at where the support is, and maybe giving the support some support.
Right, yes. Well, we do have respite yeah. programs for that with the
yes.
town, too, because, you know, caregivers, caretakers, they need a break, too.
Yes, they do.
But they first have to acknowledge that they are that person that is providing the care. Mm. And, you know, they need to be able to identify that way, because a lot of times that's what we were talking about. We find that people don't identify themselves as a caregiver
yes.
because it's their loved one.
That's correct.
But they're spending every waking hour caring for somebody who might have Alzheimer's or might have a debilitating physical disease, mm-hmm. and their whole life is about that person and getting them up and dressing them and feeding them and getting them around and never really having a break.
That's exactly right. And having resources for support is the first step in saying, how can we help in terms of making you feel that less stressed, less agitated, less emotional, more content overall.
And how better to deal with the reality of the condition that the person is in physically as well.
This is correct. Yes, this is correct. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Sometimes it's just a matter of accepting mm-hmm. things in life and then moving on. Mm-hmm. And yes, we do have a little pooch here.
Named Buddha.
Buddha will be interviewed in the second part of the show. Hi, Buddha.
Buddha just likes to be a part of everything.
Buddha is adorable, by the way. I know you can't see this, but so part of that is, you know, we were saying, I think once you just kind of, I don't want to say like, yeah, people seem to have regrets and hold on to everything. And if you can kind of just let go and accept, you know, maybe, you know, then that's where you would get the life coach. So I'm curious, when would somebody say go, you know, approach a life coach versus going for, you know, therapy or something like that? Is there kind of a fine line or?
Well, when someone goes for quote-unquote help, I think it's good for them to be informed about who they're going to see. So it's an extra added bonus if you see a life coach who is also a clinical psychologist
right.
and or clinical social worker, because you have someone who actually has the clinical training and yet at the same time the skills in terms of looking at the life history from what we would call in social work a biopsychosocial perspective. Mm-hmm. So what is a biopsychosocial perspective? That's looking at the biology and the physiology of the person, the medical piece of it, sociologically, how they have, let's say, blended into the community and with friends, the sociology of their wellness and integration in the community, the church, the temples, the schools.
The dynamics of their lives.
Right, exactly. And then the psychology part of it is, you know, what has come up when there have been roadblocks, and we all have roadblocks. So how has someone handled mm-hmm. when there's depression or anxiety or agitation, grief and loss, trauma, tragedy that comes unexpectedly where you're completely unprepared for it? So looking at the holistic person.
Can I stop you for a moment, too? Mm-hmm. Not just things that come up unexpectedly, but prolong things. Mm-hmm. In other words, chronic diseases mm-hmm. that people are dealing with. It gives them a lot of depression as well, like COPD or mm-hmm. Heart failure or diabetes, that kind of thing. Those are ongoing, debilitating diseases.
It's very hard, yes, and that's a very good point that you bring up. Mm-hmm. And I work with a lot of clients who have either Parkinson's, Huntington's disease, diabetes, they're on dialysis, kidney failure. Well, you know, we could just go into a whole list, cancer.
But the point is to bring out that where that person is depressed for real, really good reasons. I mean, these are not just depressions, but they're depressions based on situation.
This is correct.
And to bring them a bit out of it, give them a healthier outlook, which does give good response to the physical aspect of their bodies as well.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So to answer your question, I'll just piggyback on what Iris just said, but to answer your question, I think that's the difference between a life coach and a clinical psychologist, and the blending of the two can be nice. So if someone does walk in with a chronic and persistent mental illness, we have to look at what else is going on. Is there anything else going on?
Right.
And sometimes people come in with a medical diagnosis, right? And the comorbidity is the psychological piece.
Right.
And then sometimes it really is just simply adjustment and need for services and how do we adapt. So life coach is about life. Mm-hmm. And I tell my clients when they walk in the door, that, you know, you let me know how I'm helping, you let me know what doesn't help, and we'll figure it out.
Those that
and
we'll
that's a great transition, because right now we're at 30 seconds left, mm-hmm. and we have to take a break, but
okay,
we have this very interesting Dr. Susan Lindner, and we are talking about a mental health awareness.
This is correct, yes.
And we will be right back with Project Independence and You.